and looking to move to the K-League where we can be champions. It's the Vocal Minority Podcast.
Yes.
Okay, Hyundai.
I'm already like signed on for the AFC Champions League. Uh-huh. I mean, we can finish second in that one.
Raise your voice.
A whole new Europe to play on.
Yes. A whole new Europe. The other one was just too hard.
I mean, even Spurs won that shit, so.
I know, how hard could that be?
Right? Like, that's not a challenge. Well, hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Vocal Minority Podcast. Podcast that is grateful for at least one schedule drop. NSL. Telling me to sign up for your newsletter doesn't make the schedule appear any faster. Or does it? Is that the requisite? Does there need to be a certain number of newsletter subscribers before you'll tell us?
I like the idea that you think, don't make me tap on the subscribe button. It's going to make it go faster.
I know. Like, I was like, really? This is the key? All right, thanks.
Look, if I've learned anything about writing to leagues and team offices, they don't fucking answer anyway. So,
good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. On this week's show, we've got rebrands. Oh boy, more. Kits. Not all of them, but some. The aforementioned schedules and more for you on this Groundhog Day. For those who observe the groundhog, apparently did not see shadow? Question mark, Kristen says, realizing she didn't even look.
I have no idea if you're open-minded to join in.
Fine. For those of you who don't, but maybe are pagan, happy Imbolc, happy midwinter, and otherwise, happy February 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! New month, new me.
There we go. And now to this week's panel. Reluctantly back. Say hello to Duncan Fletcher.
I'm 50. Woo. Ugh.
50 and grumpier than ever. Excellent. Mm. Really? Grumpy. Actually, you know what? You can start to really lean into your grumpy old man persona, though.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Officially, you know, like the 50s, I feel like, are the first decade in which you can actually start to lean into that a little bit. 40s felt like you were pushing it just a bit. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a whole decade older than my wife now, so.
Oh, you know, man. It'll be Robin the Cradle?
Uh-huh.
Well, then. Congratulations. He's got kids to talk about, so he's happy. Say hello to Mark Hinckley.
Yeah, I'm happy. You know what, Kristen? I'm mostly happy for other teams. Again.
Well, so far. Yeah, you should be. Yeah, fair. Fair. Oh, dear. Yeah, actually, that is true.
Yeah.
As for me, I would just really like the NSL schedule. But all this other stuff is really nice, too. So I am your host, Kristen Knowles. And now to the show. All right. What's been happening? Brief little look at some TFC preseason. And by that, I mean, I tried to watch the live stream the other morning. But Facebook live streams, I don't know, apparently suck on my computer. It's just my internet. Other people apparently watched and enjoyed. So that's nice. George Michael got a goal. Delightful. Nice and early. Mm-hmm. Richie Larea also. So congrats. That's good. 2-0 win. Over the Hyundai Motors FC. Jeonbuk Hyundai Motors. Mm-hmm. Beautiful Marbella, Spain. And lots of the kids got to get out onto the pitch in the second half. So congratulations, children. I hope you had fun. I hope you made lots of friends along the way. It does sound like at least they looked lively and interested. That's always nice.
I just watched the goals. I wish I could say the same about lively and interested for Jeonbuk.
Really? I know.
Jesus, like, I know we're all on preseason time here, but
match. Yeah.
Guys. Guys, you guys are the champions of something? Really?
Yeah, that actually didn't even look like a training match. They try in training matches. Exhibition yeah. match. You know?
Oh yeah, like he this like the first goal, like George Michael there, just like, oh, I'm gonna dance in, just I'm gonna roll it gently into the corner. Like, man, I hope the ice in your veins are still there come May when we're just, like, why haven't we scored yet? Anyway.
But I like, again, at least Toronto didn't like drop their effort level to match. Do you know what I mean? They were like, all right, well, we're gonna, some of us are playing for jobs here, so we're gonna actually act like we care. Which, so that was kind of good. But preseason seems to be going well so far. Again, like, interviews are always all smiles and happy, shiny thoughts because
they're in Spain,
yeah.
Should be happy.
What's not to like about that? Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, so that's, we'll just run with that for now. So that was a nice beginning to some access to TFC in the preseason. They've got another match this Saturday morning that's being broadcast. Said they were going to do it via their website this time. So perhaps that'll be more of a YouTube thing as opposed to Facebook/Instagram live, but watch their socials. I'm sure they'll be posting about it everywhere, but let's move on to one of the big things that happened not long after we recorded last week. And that is the rebrand. Oh yes. Oh yes. It wasn't just a new logo for the CanPL. No, that's what we thought it was. Oh no, we were led astray. They fooled us all. No, this is a whole coordinated effort. Sorry, it's a coordinated visual evolution across Canadian Soccer Business's league portfolio. Good lord, did they just reprint the business, whatever Canadian Business Association members breakfast they showed this at? I don't fucking know. Anyway, so it's a refreshed CanPL identity, and then a new launch for, it's no longer League One Canada, League One, it's Premier Soccer Leagues Canada.
Ooh.
Indeed. Feel the elevation.
Wow. And just the new names for the individual leagues as well. They've really gone out of the way here for originality. Yeah. It's the Ontario Premier League, the BC Premier League, and the Alberta Premier League.
What?
Ooh. There's a Prairies Premier League. Very exciting, but, you know.
Yeah, too bad, Manitoba.
Yeah, too bad, Manitoba.
Suck it.
You have to join together with Saskatchewan. You're not good enough for your own Premier League. You share with Saskatchewan and Northern Ontario.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely, in Northern Ontario for sure.
What's happening in Quebec? They've got themselves a league of some kind, don't they?
They do, and
are they not part of this whole thing?
Well, they are, but they're not. Like, they are under the umbrella, is my understanding, but I don't fully understand why they are not rebranded or whatever. And I wasn't paying attention.
There's a whole different brand here. There's a PSL and a PLS or whatever.
I know. Premier Please. Soccer Leagues.
Presumably one of them is French. Yeah. Well.
I know, we're so prepared for this. Anyway, everyone got all new logos, all new color schemes. It's all very,
the identity very unified. Emphasizes progression and national opportunity.
Does it now?
Apparently.
Does it mention anything about 85% ripping off Rugby Canada's logo? Because if you haven't done yourself a favor, folks, it's really not far off. I mean, it's a shield that ends in a point and a rounded kind of bottom of a shield that also ends at a point with a maple leaf and the word Canada in it. The big difference is that Canada isn't in the leaf and there's extra letters at the top. I just love the idea that somebody got a lot of money to come up with this. I really like it. Fucking makes me hurt so hard. And this has to be like money laundering at this point. It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make no fucking sense. It's like you guys rebranded your fucking your badge, which the old one was perfectly fine. Like,
Nothing wrong with the old one. It's true. It is
the two things I will say about the old badge is that the font, they could have paid for a font because it looked like they used a free font. And the weird incomplete circles that kind of sort of make a C but really don't. Those are easy fucking fixes. Otherwise, that the symbol, you guys crushed it. Like, absolutely fantastic. But this, there was somebody in, I want to say it was, I think it was a Facebook group. And I don't usually go into Facebook and I usually don't go into Facebook groups. But somebody who took the line, like the diagonal lines that kind of make up the like the bottom of the L and the and whatnot, and they don't really align with each other, like in ways that if you made them actually kind of align, it would have looked remarkably better. And it's after that guy pointed it out, and if you're listening to this, apologies, it's no disrespect, I want to give you credit, but it was really, really good. It's like, wow, this was really like, this is done by a very talented art student who has not completed the course, is what I'm trying to say. They haven't gotten to third year yet. And it's just like, I'm kind of confused, but like, I still see Rugby Canada and what the fuck? Anyway. Yeah.
What I think is interesting, all right. Like when I look at the old logos and then the new logos, I feel like they've gone retro for some reason. Do you know what I mean? Like the new crests and the new logos, the new color style, the new colorways and everything. Like it's got a very, it all feels very 70s. This is very 70s branding to me for some reason. Late 70s, maybe early 80s. Like, but that's the vibe. That's the immediate vibe I got from these the first time we saw them. Just the color choices. And that includes for the CanPL teams too, right? Like it's very saturated color. Like the old logos to me felt a little cleaner, a lot brighter. These are all also very muted, right? Like these are, like I said, saturated colors. It's more muted colors. I don't know. It's an interesting choice. I'm not against the renaming or the whatever. They're trying to really super have everything's name sound very similar to really emphasize the pathway, I guess, and the umbrella and so on. Fine, whatever. You know, fill your boots. But it's, I don't know. I'm just curious as to what the focus group or what the marketing person, what they were, you know, they just were feeling nostalgic and they brought everyone along for the ride. And again, maybe I'm the only one that feels this way when I look at these new crests or these, but that is what I see. I see old school badges.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I kind of agree that they're trying to capture more of a what a traditionalist might want out of a badge but still look modern, which that's fair, right? That's
like, to me, it's something you see on an athletics jacket, you know, the ones with the leather sleeves and the you know, the more,
and it says what program you're graduating from, and
yeah,
in the school, yeah, in the
that's
back.
That's 100% what these feel like to me.
I kind of see that too now. Now that you brought it up,
it was the first thing that when I first saw them, I was like, "Huh, that's not what I was expecting." the names don't bother me. It's again, they're trying to like unify the thing. It's fine. Although I still think League One made all sorts of sense, but Canadian soccer business has to justify their existence, right? So,
pretty much,
And look, why does the CPL want to have an asshole in the middle of the maple leaf?
You know, now that you brought that up, this kind of now is a bit more of a little, it's part of a step backward. Because at least when it was all different fragments that made up the butthole, you didn't notice it. But now that the butthole's all uniform color, it's like, oh, that's winking at me real hard. Yeah, that's funny. That's just funny. Oh God. Yeah, I look, I've had many questions as to the marketing motivations and the style choices that they've made in the 7 years we've been watching this thing blossom and then stagnate and then get replanted somewhere and then get a completely different flower, and metaphor is just falling apart. Anyway, like, I don't know what the fuck, you know, like, I just shrug because it's like, well, this is what I got so far. Nothing I'm going to do that can make it better. Except we have offered our services many times.
So many times. So many.
Bastard proofing is such a good business model for you fuckers.
Honestly. Let us help you.
Duncan could have brought up that you got a butthole in the middle of your badge.
Why won't you let us help?
Uh-huh.
We just want to help.
Just want to fix and help.
We're very helpful people.
We haven't been wrong so many times.
Exactly.
Have we been right? I don't know, but we haven't been wrong.
Exactly.
So many times.
Let us help you. We want people to like our sport. In a less please like my sport way. We're sincere about it. We really in a nice supportive way. Please let us help others like our sport. Please. Pretty please. Anyway, so yes. So the Premier Soccer Leagues Canada. Dun dun dun. Reflecting the heart of Canada's domestic pathway.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Coming soon to an athletic jacket near you. So there we go. Rebrand. More rebrands. All the rebrands.
Yay.
All the rebrands. All right. And then something that briefly was, I think, a moment of excitement, speaking of more things that Canadian Soccer Business is trying to do. There's a new partner in town. That's right. Stack TV. Come on down. No.
Whoa.
Not to show games. No. Oh. Settle down, everyone. Why would you want a streaming platform to show your games when you could just put the name of the streaming platform on your kits? Today, CSB announced a new partnership with Stack TV, Corus Entertainment's premium streaming platform, welcoming the brand into the soccer ecosystem to support the continued growth and visibility of the Canadian Premier League and the sport nationwide. Partnership will see Stack TV featured as the front of kit sponsor for Inter Toronto, a significant on-field presence, read board advertising, or maybe,
awesome.
You know, it'd be great, alongside digital content integration across CPL and One Soccer platforms. Whatever that means, it still doesn't mean that they're going to show the games, at least not yet. Maybe that will change. But right now, there's going to be ads on Global and Chorus radio stations. So that's part of the crossover again. Stack TV is a global product, right? Like if you have Stack TV, it's because, you know, it starts with Global TV is the first channel that you get. It's the base. It's the foundation of this whole package. Anyway, so again, perhaps I'm assuming that the goal is to evolve this into matches being streamed. Like, that's my guess. And yes, it does mean you would pay for another streaming service outside of One Soccer. But I'm willing to bet that it costs less to get a Stack TV subscription. I don't know. I don't have one, but that's just my guess. although I also don't know how much one soccer is right now. So I'm not really an expert on this anymore. I used to know these things a little bit better. But Stack TV is the new Inter Toronto front of kit sponsor. And they will also be, yes, working league-wide media, programming, marketing, something to do with the fans. I don't know. Anyway, welcome aboard Stack TV.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? What the hey?
It's funny, when you were leading into that, I thought, I forget how you were setting it up, but it's like, and all this means, and I'm like, say, please, we can't get to 12 teams. Is that something else? I was like, oh.
12 teams in this economy?
We can't get to 9, for fuck's sake.
Oh, dear lords. Oh, if they can make it to double digits, man, you know, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I just want to know if it's going to happen in my lifetime.
Right?
I want to know if it's going to happen in their lifetime.
Okay, but in more exciting KMPL news, and I mean that sincerely, that is the release of some, not all, not all, because heaven forfend, we don't even get home and away for everybody. Fucking Hamilton. Kits. We got kits. We got new Hummel kits. Most of them are pretty fucking good. At least I think they are.
Yeah.
But of course the main one I think we should talk about is for Supra. And honestly, I like it. I like the color choices. I don't mind the collar, even though it's not my preferred style of collar. I've never seen so many things so over-explained, but that's the nature of the modern kit launch reveal.
Kristen, you mean to tell me you don't think that the marketing people have to prove their worth every press release?
Every single time. What does this stitch mean? Hold on, it has a 3-page backstory.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to see them do just for lols? Just, explain the generic-ass hot dog you overcharge for and give me 8 paragraphs about it.
Oh my God, I would love to know about the artisan hot dog I just paid $8 for and the journey that the pig took, and where the wheat was grown and then milled and for the bun and
anyway, yeah.
Hey, no, what Canadian company the mustard comes from, so we can prove that we're super Canadian still. And
I still need to meet the person that these fucking things are for. I just want to meet one.
Like, I don't care about the chevrons on the shoulder. I know care it is. Not it's,
fucking, anyway, like, okay, the explanation of the arrow. Chevrons is not for me, okay? I know that's not for me because I know what the fucking thing, what they mean, who they are. I get that.
Anyway, but for fuck's sakes. I will say, this honestly is a very nice kit. It really is. The color combo is great. I like their badge. I do, again, I even, you know what? I, because of how nice the kit is, the collar is acceptable. Like, it's, again, it's not my preferred collar style, but I can get past that because the rest of the kit is so nice. I like the sublimated Supra logo that runs through the body. I love that they put the Quebec flag, on it. but they got the Canadian flag is on the shoulder, on the sleeve. I wasn't sure if they were going to find a way around that. But anyway, no, this one as their first kit out the gate, even the EB Games logo looks like it belongs because of the colors. Like,
that's all I want.
Like, Aunt Letty, I'm looking at you, ruining perfectly good kits with that fucking logo. It's not your fault. But this is like,
I guess the models that they've got look thrilled
Well, that's how we model modern football fashion these days, Duncan.
It's modeling has moved on from when you used to be a part of the industry, and right. I get it. Like, you could show personality, you know that those dancing eyes of yours, Duncan. We know they sold cars. we know they sold vacations, but this ain't then. It's now.
Duncan Dancing Eyes.
Yes.
That's a good name for an episode, by the way. I'm going to write that one.
It's the name of Duncan's OnlyFans. But anyway, it's I wish to own this kit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I like it that much. Not just because it's Supra's first kit, that's another reason for wanting it, but I would wear this happily because I think it looks really good. That blue is
it's a smashing football kit. Like, it really is.
Good job, Hummel. Congratulations. Welcome back.
There's nothing commentary wise I can really add to it that you haven't already mentioned. But I was in a brief conversation on Twitter because I don't know why. I think I got tagged in it. And we were talking specifically about this. And the question was, like, their point was how it wasn't a half and half kit. Is a missed opportunity. And the more I thought about it, it's like, well, you can't, if you made it a half and half kit, it's going to look like Bologna, which isn't a terrible thing. Actually, it looks more like Genoa, but like, if it looks kind of like Bologna, that's the colors of the team that the Montreal Impact guy owns in Italy. And he doesn't own any of this team. Cause he also was like, it's this weird fucking chain of events. It's like, oh, we kind of painted ourselves in the corner by doing this half and half badge. Until he gets rid of it, we can't be that shirt, I guess. So, Navy it is.
Yeah.
Also, is Canada really ready for something as radical as a fucking half and half? Come on. Especially two different colors instead of, like, white and slightly darker white, Toronto.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
But, yeah, that was about it. This is – I'm hoping the away one isn't bland. But
I know that's the fear right there is that although I really am hoping that they knock both out of the park to start, you know, just give them all the goodies. You know, finally a team in Quebec and all those things, like let's do this properly. So
for sure.
Wait, is that the secondary kit for Ottawa too? Hold on.
Go on. This just in. While Kristen's confirming this, I'll just move this boat onto the Hamilton part of the show. It really is the most disappointing part of the show, folks. I'm going to say this right now. It's one of those things where you can kind of see the idea that they were going for. Like, if you were going to, like, from a distance, if you were looking at a really hot furnace, you know, how it kind of warps your vision and you can see, you know, debris flying out of it and up into the sky, as Duncan likes to point out every time he passes by. Which is fair. It's not, that's true though. But it's just such a, it looks awkward when you're like even remotely close to it. Like it looks like it was somebody painted it in one go and someone went, yeah, it's good enough. And they just went with it instead of like trying to refine it and make it a little more visually interesting, other than a bunch of wavy lines. It's predominantly orange. It's got different shades of orange that kind of make wavy, flamey, like I said, that visual warp. And then there's black stripes, but there's also, I don't want to call them flex. They're kind of flex. They're like black flex, basically on the right shoulder, that go from the neck to the armpit. And then it also kind of continues at the right hip, like from about navel on a diagonal down to the bottom right hip of the shirt. Like it's not terrible, it's just not good. And I've seen what three of the other shirts look like, and this is definitely a rung or two below that. Like it's not trash, it's just
the away is better than the home.
I also agree.
It looks like, I want to say, it should be kind of like painted onto the hood of a black sort of sports car, muscle car kind of thing. This is kind of like just painted on the hood of it to make it look really sort of exciting and what have you. Or like a wrestler should be wearing it.
Ah, yes, there we go. Yes, definitely wrestler gear.
Yeah, if
That's a, that's that is a pattern made for a tag team duo. That's what that is.
but the other shirt goes the other, like it's the inverse of it, so that
Yeah, exactly.
yeah.
Yeah, once, yeah, what, yeah, that's 100% what that is. There we go. Solve that.
But
But the away,
yeah.
the away I actually like. Except for the WeatherTech looks so awkward.
Yeah, it's
I'm
got to
just
be
like,
something, right? I
I
mean,
know, I know. But like I still don't know.
oh, I thought this is the first time I'm seeing the away kit, and
Yeah.
what the fuck is happening there?
A lot.
I mean, there was a period of about like 2 or 3 seasons ago where like bus seat patterns were all the rage amongst
Yep.
like middle lower division teams, and I know that Hamilton buses don't look like this, however. If you didn't know that, you could lie to them and say, "Oh yeah, this is from the Hamilton buses." It kind of looks like that random pattern of seat carpet that's just meant to endure damage. Like we're not, you know, we're not, we'll vacuum it, but we'll replace it before we try and treat it right. You know, it's not, we're not
Yeah.
treasuring this. But I do
Thanks.
like it. I like the flecks of orange all over
Yeah,
it and.
I do
In the
too.
two-tone gray, and I mean, I'm over fucking gray shirts, Jesus Christ, but this is actually a really good one.
So it's a, what's with like the pattern that's on there?
I don't know if
Digital
the black and the
embers.
gray, it looks like it's supposed to be like it looks like a blueprint of something or like a bit of a map of something. What's
The
in the
secondary kit draws inspiration from digital embers,
Sure.
representing the ingenuity that is woven in. Yeah, that's their tagline this year. By the
That's
way, everyone get used to seeing woven into our community, woven into the fabric. That is the underlying theme of
Oh
the
man.
CanPL kits for this season. Just get used to it. I'm so sorry. Yes, I just used one of our taglines on one of their taglines. You'll be
The show's
fine.
not over.
Don't get any
But yes,
ideas.
the members kit is by far the best of the
Yes.
forge kits.
Yeah. That's not, I mean,
Inaccurate.
I do like,
I
I
do
do
still
like,
like this one. Yeah,
yeah,
like if I
it's
ended
just
up with it, it would be all right,
like,
but
I'm okay with pattern for fat for pattern's sake. Like, I don't need
yeah.
like digital embers. Like, wow, let's take two fucking words that have never been put together and then use it. You know, ethereal cherries. Like
Ethereal
those are also two words that have never been put together anywhere ever. Anybody else want to
cherries.
Duncan, try it. It's
Oh
hilarious. Just go
yeah.
for it. Descriptor,
Ethereal
object.
cherries.
Yeah. I'm just still stuck on the whole the digital embers thing. It's yeah, it's like my fingers are on fire. I don't know what I
Your
hear.
keyboard is terrified, fingers on fire.
I was
Sorry.
just thinking that.
Sorry. It's just things trigger
No, it's
me in these movies.
perfect.
I
It's
don't know why.
perfect. Ottawa, again, if it wasn't, I just don't like the, it's the Maple Lodge Farms logo. It just,
Kristen,
that
that logo.
oval ruins a beautiful stripey shirt.
How many years have they been the sponsor? Like, is it 3 or 4 now?
Yeah.
So that's 3 or 4 years in a row where that
They've ruined
logo has
perfectly good
ruined the
kits.
shirt.
I know. Because
And
they've had some really nice kits and that fucking sponsor logo.
like
Like,
I like
can't we just get rid of the oval? Just put the name.
yeah,
Even that would help.
or just like the chicken. Just put the fucking, you know what? That shirt with just the
Oh,
chicken.
fine.
You
Done.
know what? It's now looking to take Super's lunch. You know, it's just wow. It's got a chicken on the front.
Yeah.
And I know where that
Yeah.
chicken's from. You know why I know that? Because I follow this fucking league, so you don't have to really do any explanation. New people, just put ads in the stands. It doesn't matter. But yeah, that sponsor is just painfully awkward. Painfully awkward. Otherwise, it's a really nice shirt. I do like the two-tone red and the stripes.
I like the shirt. I think it's good. I really think they did a nice job with this. Like, I don't always care for stripy shirts, but Ottawa usually does a good job with it. And yeah, without this, God, I wish the stupid sponsor wasn't there. But I don't even mind the weird collar. Like, again, they've done a good job with it, so I can accept it. One of the things I like about the way they've done this is that it does almost look like you could unzip this kit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of see what you're saying.
And to me, that enhances the appeal of how it looks. And I do, again, they're hewing to the classic Ottletti stripe, right? Like that's their thing, and that's good. You want to have that should be you need it.
It's probably the the iconic Ottletti stripe.
Well, yes, but their parents, yes, they're paying homage to their parents. But Ottawa has kept to that, right, since. That all has occurred, which I like that they kept with it. Like, it's like Calgary doesn't always have a good sash kit, and they started out strong with sash kits, and I sort of felt like they should have just kept that. Like, if you're gonna do it, then just do it, make that, you know, make that your thing, and that's all right. I'm not a big sash girl, so I'm gonna make fun of you most of the time, but just, you know, be strong with it. This is nice. I really do like this. I just hate the way Maple Lodge looks on the front. Jesus Christ, it's awful. The seagulls. Nicely done.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't
except
say...
for
oh, go on.
The weird maple leaf triangle thing.
Yeah. I feel like,
couldn't it have just been red? Do you have to put the leaf there?
I don't, I've been over the overusage of Canadian symbolism on anything slightly red in sports, because it's just like, yeah, we get it. Like, nobody outside of Calgary is going to be confused. Wait, are they American? Like, fuck, like, we know Calgary, guys. We all know this. And I realize it's like, well, we've got this red space. What could we put there? Nothing is an answer. Nothing is a real good answer, you know? But you went for it. Whatever. But I think the thing I kind of appreciate is that their sponsor, and usually I don't say prefer, but when it's screen pressed on, but because their logo is, or the logo is like just a really thin script, having it printed in makes the shirt actually looks really nice. Last year it was just this big block sticker and it looked fucking cheap.
This is so much better. Yeah.
So like, yeah, this is, I mean, the sad part is the sponsor can never fall off. also means you cannot get a sponsorless version of the shirt.
But I will say, and I said this last year, I really do appreciate that it is a truly local sponsor.
Yeah.
Like, these guys don't exist outside of the Vancouver area. You know, like, this is a BC local. That is, if you're going to do it, again, this is the way you should do it. And so, that's my... And it does look good on the kit. Like, as far as a sponsor can look good on a kit, it works with this. But I like the stripes. I like the colors. I just don't like that stupid red triangle. Otherwise, well done, Seagulls, in my opinion.
I like the cuffs. The use, like, the use of the V, like, how it's, you know, the wing slash tail of the,
yep,
the first stroke down, and then it being solid up where the bird's head is. But just having it, like, as this pattern across, like, in every other hoop, it's like, yeah, that's, you can, it will get old, but you can literally do that with every kit going forward and it will look kind of nice. I don't recommend it. You can overuse it, but like, it looks great on the cuff, it looks great on the hoop, it looks great everywhere. So yeah, well done. I'm still trying to find out what happened in last year's kits. It's a fucking mystery. But anyway.
I one thing I'm very confused about here from the press
release. Go on. Go on.
Designed as a kit to be built in rather than simply worn. Mm-hmm. The design represents a club continuing to define who it is. What the fuck does that mean for a kit to be built in?
We don't know, Duncan.
Ethereal carries. Like,
we just need to start a band named Ethereal Cherries.
That is a fucking band name. That is
such a band name. It's an amazing band name.
Oh God! Can we be a ska band? Anyway, I just
we can be everything, Mark. It's
true. Ethereal. True. Did you see how that name came about? Just out of nothing. Yeah. Like, oh God! Like. I purposefully did not want to read those articles, Duncan. I really didn't, because I know they'd make me mad, or they'd make me hurt, or they'd make me cringe, or a combination of the three, let's be fair. And I'm sure the listeners, they're probably cringing a little too at that, oh fuck, those were sentences, you know? Yeah, some asshole wrote that, but some asshole proofread and approved it. Think about that. Two people greenlit this load of word garbage. Yeah. Does it mean I need to like do manual labor and wear the shirt? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to like. That's a good question. What are we building? Like
ourselves, Kristen. You've got to get out there, get to the gym. You're going to be all fucking muscly and what have you.
I mean, I like going to the gym, but
go more, Kristen.
I should go more. It's true. Dear, oh dear.
To be built in.
Are we building Canadian soccer in the kit? Maybe.
I don't know.
Do we know any coaches in the kit?
Are the coaches in the room with us?
Ethereal debts.
Oh yeah, there hasn't been much news of that lately, has there?
I just hope they hold. I hope they sell $500,000 worth of these kids. That's all. Just a nice round number. We get back to zeros, guys. Let's get back to zero.
Oh, anyway, I do think there have been, I think, three out of the four. So, you know, so far, not too shabby. Hopefully the rest get released by next week so we can finish off the set.
I can't figure out how.
And then where are the other away kids? Like, why are we doing this?
The whole release of this has just been
so disjointed.
Like, You know what makes it the most disjointed is that Hamilton released both.
I know.
If it was just home kits and like, okay, this
fine, makes we're going to do the aways later. Yeah, that's okay.
That's fine.
That's okay.
But Hamilton's like, no, fuck it. Here's two.
Like,
and like,
I was going to say, it can't be because of C-cubed, because the seagulls are in sea. You know, like, it's not all about you, Hamilton.
Yeah. Anyway.
So yeah, we'll see what measure or what combination of kits we get to chat about next week. Who knows? Not us. But I also hope that this means some ongoing, like I feel like this first batch has come out strong. So I like that the quality looks good, the design seems good, you know, like I'm just sort of hoping that continues on through the rest of them, but also going forward, but also I'm hoping this bleeds into the NSL kits, because I feel like, you know, that was something we talked about for last season for the inaugural NSL season, that there were a lot of really weak kits. And there was a couple strong ones that were like, okay, cool. The rest were just, the quality wasn't good. So I hope the quality for these is better in terms of actual, you know, wearing the kit as a fan. So I'm sort of hoping that that will, that there'll be some positive carryover for the NSL for the second season. This has been Hummel Kit Chat with Kristen.
I was here too, so Duncan.
Yeah.
I meant for that last part.
Oh, yeah.
And I just realized that there, more than one press release, just as I'm closing all the kit tabs, is that the whole chevron thing, they're really talking about a lot because it's a Hummel thing. So they're trying to, like, I don't know, they're trying to make some sort of weird connector. Anyway, I'll be curious to see how many other kit explainers that shows up in over the coming weeks. All right, let's move on. Only a little NSL news this week again. NSL, if anyone from the NSL listens to us, can we please have an updated news section on the homepage instead of having to comb through teams' pages or a standardized way we release information? I find out more from my Facebook feed than I do from the NSL website, and I don't like that. So please. Pretty please. But the big signing, at least to me, that I wanted to mention is that Riley Foster has joined the league, has joined Halifax, former national team, possibly. I guess could still be, but I don't think she's really. She could still play for their national team. She has played for them somewhat recently. Anyway, Riley Foster is a good keeper. I'm happy to see her in the CAMPL. I'm a little sad that she's already in the camp. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's that weird sort of, it's like, oh, are you to that point? Maybe you don't want to play overseas anymore. Maybe you want to come play back home. But excited to get to see her play. I always liked her as a keeper. And I do think it's a good signing for the league in terms of profile. God, how old is she? Riley Foster, how old are you? Because I don't feel like she's that old, really. Yeah, she's only 27, right? Like, she's young for a keeper. So she's probably waiting for, like, Sabrina D'Angelo and, you know, Kaylin Sheridan to stop getting in her way with the national team. she hasn't actually done much for the national team for a while, so we'll see if she ever gets another chance. Liverpool, Wellington, Phoenix, bounced around a bit, played in Dallas, and now she's in Halifax, so I think that's great. Congratulations. We will hopefully talk a little more NSL focused next week. I promise to look at more of the recent signings, and hopefully the schedule will come out or something will come out, so we'll have a little bit more information. Speaking of national teams, the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame has a couple new residents. I realize it's in the rundown, so I was going to play. Do you want to guess who they are? But you already know.
Yeah.
So congratulations. I do like how it starts. National team heroes. Julian de Guzman. And this also delights me because it's true, because she is one. But Dr. Melissa Tancredi, or Tank, the Tank. Both named to the Canadian.
Dr. Tank.
Dr. Tank. Dr. Tank. See, Duncan, a week off did not dull your wit and your ability to see right through to the heart of a good nickname. Beautiful. Yeah, both named too.
I'd go as far as saying it recharged him. No pressure, by the way.
None whatsoever. Anyway, these both make a great deal of sense. Makes, you know, they both did have significant contributions to Canadian soccer. It's not, neither of them are surprising. Both will be honored later this year at men's national team and women's national team home matches in front of family, friends, and Canadian supporters. When those matches or what those matches are, we don't know yet. But that's nice that they are already planning to do it good, get it out there. Do it properly, please. I always find it fun to sort of like read through the honors of these. A lot of Gold Cup, you know, lauding for De Guzman.
Gold Cup lauding for De Guzman?
Yeah.
What did he do?
CONCACAF Gold Cup most valuable player and a 3-time Gold Cup All-Star.
Oh. Not a Gold Cup winner, though.
No.
No.
He didn't play that year.
I feel like you're turning the screws on something that you're bit like, I'm going to get him back for this, that kind of thing. What did he do? Are you still mad about the Lamborghini? I thought it was packaged. I get it.
Player of the year honors with Deportivo La Coruña.
Yes,
indeed. Sure. Did they win?
Remember that minute? Good times.
At least he did win something with Ottawa Fury, at least apparently, when the 2015 NASL fall season title. Right. So champion. Yeah.
He was a 3-time Voyageurs Cup winner with TFC Duncan.
Yes, yeah. That was back in the day when there were like four teams in it. Yeah. But yes. Undeniable, yeah.
Oh, I've forgotten how much you dislike him.
I love the shade. Honestly, as somebody who burns nothing. Easily, I love the shade.
I've got nothing against the Guzman, really.
Doesn't sound like it.
I say, you are not convincing in that regard at all. Oh, dear.
I understand. Yeah, whatever it is.
Clearly a very good player. You know, sure. Did a lot of good things, but yeah, it was a tough time to be a member of the Canadian national team.
That is very true, yes.
You know, put him in today's team and, oh, well, you know, maybe it'll all be very exciting and, well, it's not that they've really won anything either, is it? So, yeah. It'd be all the same. Whatever. Moving on. Tancredi did things. She won things.
Yeah, what did she win? Don't tell us.
Olympic medals.
One.
And a CONCACAF champion of some kind. Olympic
medals.
One medal.
It says 2-time Olympic bronze medal winner.
Really? On Wikipedia, it only lists her as 2016.
I know. I'm just looking at the Canada soccer release.
I was thinking like 2012. She actually,
so was I. She was there. She was
very much a big part of 2012.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, for sure. I don't remember, but yeah. So I don't know who's been editing Wikipedia, but.
I believe you. I genuinely do. Yeah, she must have.
She did.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, why would the Wiki? If you read her Wikipedia page, it sounds like somebody she knows or possibly herself wrote half of this. So it's strange that they would skip the other medal. The first medal she won.
But she was a huge part of that squad.
I believe it. I know I can confirm now, not going on her Wikipedia page, but to the Olympics. It's like, yeah. It's just weirdly absent from her page. This isn't a challenge to anybody to go update it. I just find it really funny.
Well, there you go. Anyway, congratulations to them both. Welcome to the Canada Soccer Hall of Fame. Let's move on to some things we're talking about. Oh, this one made me laugh. Just we have to at least mention this. As we have talked about many, many, many times, and we will probably keep talking about it until the World Cup actually kicks off, that is whether or not it should happen, whether the game's in the U.S. Yeah, like there's so much going on. But this was not on my bingo card, I have to say. And when Sepp Blatter starts to look like nostalgic and like, oh, maybe Sepp wasn't so bad, because really, maybe Sepp wasn't so bad. Sepp Blatter suggests fans shouldn't travel to the U.S. for World Cup. Former FIFA president shows support for boycott calls. The former president, Sepp Blatter, suggests he supports fans boycotting World Cup matches in the U.S. due to security concerns. He endorsed comments from the Swiss anti-corruption lawyer, Marc Piaf, who worked with FIFA on potential reforms when Blatter was president, saying fans should stay away. Stay away. I think Mark is right to question this World Cup. Cited the murder of Rene Good by ICE in Minneapolis earlier this month. PF did not Blatter as one of the reasons for supporters not to travel to the U.S. And obviously recent other murder of Alex Pretty. Anyway, it just Sepp Blatter are coming out as the voice, potentially a voice of reason, not the voice of reason, but it's sort of charming. Also, you look back at the scandals that forced him out compared to the scandals of today, and you're like, were those scandals really that bad? How much money was it again?
Yeah, I think basically he's just jealous.
Right.
Yes. Infantino has really taken things up a notch, and you know, it's from back in his day with him and fucking Jack Warner and Chuck Blazer. Was that the guy's
Chuck
name?
Chuck Blazer. Yep. Oh my God, Chuck Blazer.
It was like random, like kind of small little bits of corruption here or there that they try and keep hidden. Whereas like fucking Infantino is just, yep, fucking let's go. Let's get fully on board and in bed with fucking Donald Trump and what have you, and just like so blatantly, obviously sucking up and being corrupt and all those things. And yeah, I think just Blatter is jealous and so wants fucking Gianni's big tournament to blow up in his face a little bit. That's all this is. That's all this is. He has not grown a conscience.
I mean, you're probably not wrong.
Of course I'm not wrong. Come on,
oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh no. Anyway, like I said, it made me laugh when I saw it. I was like, I'm sorry. Who says this? Who? Come on now. Oh, delightful.
I did enjoy some of the apologizing, or not apologizing, like almost like, oh, see, he wasn't a bad guy after all. Sure, if you know the guy who, you know, only punched babies but didn't kill them and eat them like the other guy did, yeah, he's not that bad, but he still punched babies, everyone, and I don't like that either. Also, why are we listening to the guy who punched babies as a voice of reason? He did not actually punch babies. Infantino eating the children, entirely plausible. He's licked enough boots. Why wouldn't he, you know?
Yeah, I'm kidding. Yeah.
But like, it's so strange. It's like, I don't know what to make of it. But if there's a chance for him to even slightly rehab his image, this is a hell of a move.
Like, well, you know, he probably sees the chum in the water, right? Like Infantino, even though the billionaires are in charge, they are absolutely, you know, running the asylum. But man, I feel like his fellow corrupt billionaires got to be like, really? You got to be this obvious about it? You're making the rest of us look bad, dude. Like, fuck, you gave him a piece. What? Like, maybe there's a movement afoot to oust him. And Sepp is just like, my chance to return to glory.
I honestly couldn't see. I mean, maybe I can't see it if like Blatter ever getting back into anything. So Platini, it's like, yeah, I could see.
Ooh,
Platini's sort of still young enough and
Yeah,
still has a bit
that's
of
true.
a
Sepp's pretty up there, isn't he?
shine from his playing career to be somewhat sort of glamorous enough. So I could see Platini making a comeback and getting into things, but Blatter, no. But who knows?
I mean, he's going to be 90 this year. Yeah. Yeah, that seems probably excessive. All right. Well, on to other fun, super positive things. Whitecaps CEO Axel Schuster no longer optimistic about Vancouver Whitecaps' long-term future in Vancouver. Dun dun dun.
Yeah, whatever. It's just negotiating.
I know. That's why I
It's
put it in the notes. That's why I said that. I was like, actually an issue or just negotiating in the media?
just negotiation. It's fun trying to put a bit more pressure on the city to kind of, all right, well, yeah, okay. You can have this. We won't make you pay anything for it. Sure.
Because they still don't
I
have a
didn't
deal
even
with
read the
the
article. I
Crown
don't need to.
For an agreement to play at BC Place for the upcoming MLS season, which is 3 weeks away.
Upcoming.
The two parties continue forward while using the previous agreement, but they don't have a new agreement. And so he's suggesting that while things were really good at first, maybe things don't feel so great so far. So yeah, we can't play all of our games at BC Place, and now we've got some challenges, and maybe we better be mosey on down the old dusty road. Anyway, it just made me.
Moseying down the old dusty road.
Yeah, I don't know where
Wow.
that came from. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I know. I know.
Poetic.
Thank you. I was really trying to paint a picture.
Yeah.
It was all sepia tone. Did you see that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It seems like it should be in like the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Yeah, build it. Steinbeck.
Is
Some
that a
dust.
tumbleweed
It,
or is that
exactly.
Tolly?
Very, yeah, exactly. Steinbeck vibes, the Dust Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Christ, they're going to end up in Kansas City, aren't they? Surrounded.
Yeah, they need a team. Whatever state that Sporting ends up playing in, they're going to play in the other one.
Yeah.
True Derby.
Oh God, I didn't even see the part about Major League Soccer providing a statement. Oh, Whitecaps continue to face unresolved business and stadium challenges that are limiting the club's long-term future. Man, they called their dad. Dad.
Called her dad. Soccer daddy, help.
Soccer daddy. Can you say something? Come, they're being mean.
Fucking love
That's
it.
funny.
It's just so fun. It is kind of funny. Like I know I understand what this dance is. Like, we're trying to angle for either the most sweethearted of sweetheart deals or
Or a sweetheart relocation deal.
brand
Yeah.
new shiny stadium that we don't have to pay for.
Yep.
And we're going to fuck all the way off if we don't get what we want. Nothing about this surprises me. It actually surprises me when it goes smoothly.
Yeah.
Like, we want a stadium. Here's the new stadium. Well, that took no time. So I'll believe it when it happens, but I also will believe it when the right offer comes in to move them. I don't want them to move. I just want to make it clear. But like, have you seen the valuations of MLS teams? They're fucking insane. And given that, if they were to get $350 million US, I don't know if that's what their valuation would be, but like if they were to get like that kind of money, when you consider what they probably spent on the team, losses year to year over the last, what, 15, 20 years? I forget how long they've been in the league. 15, 10,
15
12.
sounds
Yeah.
right-ish.
2011 was when this started, so
Oh,
15,
15.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, or I mean, let's go way back to NASL, because, 40 years, right?
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah. I was going to
that
say
long.
40 years of history. Yeah.
But yeah, that would like they would have won the lottery on that one. You know, we're going to walk away with at least a third of that pure profit. I don't know. I'm just like so skeptical that
I know.
They go on sale, like they're not sticking around because I can't see anybody in Vancouver stepping up to buy it in the hopes that, you know, they're going to get an even bigger profit in 5 years. So anyway,
I don't know. I feel like Rob Friend could get involved with this. Rob Friend could
sweet talk $1 million out of anybody.
Yeah. Rob Friend could use this to make a lot of money for himself.
He knows four coaches that have got at least $30 million. He's just going to hire them all, take a short loan, favorable interest that he can never repay.
I love it. Oh dear. All right. Yeah. So again, more ongoing BC soccer trauma. All right. And as we mentioned, the schedule has been released. And if you've been listening, you're very clever, or you just pay even the tiniest little bit of attention to Canadian soccer, you know it wasn't the NSL schedule. No, it was the CanPL schedule has finally been brought to you. The season will kick off on April 4th. Match between Hamilton and Ottawa. And will end the weekend of November 21st and 22nd, which is when the CPL final will be played. In between, however, topsy-turvy as always, because this is Canadian soccer and we don't like balanced schedules even when our leagues are balanced. And then again, if you have not read the official press release on the CanPL website, I do turn your attention to the second last paragraph just for some absolutely outstanding overreach and attempts to name parts of the season, and use gratuitous use of italics. Yes, CanPL, anyone from CanPL that listens to us, if any of you do, I am going to make fun of this all season long, 100%. Just get prepared.
She's not lying.
It's
all the way through the chase, right up to the outcome. We'll be making fun of this.
Rise. Don't forget about the rise to the north, Duncan.
Oh, who could forget about that? That's what I'm saying, Kristen.
Wait. Yeah. The Vancouver Riser in this? Fucking crazy.
And also, this is all centered around the playoff stretch, right? It's the final stretch of the season. They're trying to build.
Does this mean Winnipeg's going to be called the Winnipeg Chase? Oh my God, spoilers. This is where they get the names of the terrible fucking teams. Terrible names for the fucking teams. You know what I meant. Sorry.
All CanPL matches will be available live on OneSoccer with additional broadcast details to be announced at a later date. Now, last year, there were some matches. They were on TSN, right?
TSN? Yeah, which was great.
Fubo usually carries at least a match. If it's a day in which there's multiple matches, you might be screwed. I'm so sorry, because apparently it gets confusing and they don't know how to switch which switch to push to go to the next game. I don't know what it is. I just use the internet. I don't work in it. But Mark had some thoughts.
Oh yeah, I've always got thoughts
about the schedule.
Because I'm a thinker. I'm a thinky type of person. First thing I will say is that a quick glance, it almost threw me for a loop, but I caught it. The school day game Hamilton's doing a school day game. They're playing fucking Inner Toronto. This will be the third arguably good game they've given.
That's a really good idea.
I forget who they gave away last year, but anyway. Like, maybe it was York. I can't remember. Anyway, they're giving away a derby to the kids. Great. Community outreach. Those kids, not a single one of those children are going to get to watch the entire 90 minutes. Nice job. Good going, guys. So if you are a Forge and TFC supporter and you were hoping against hope that there was a chance that you could do like a doubleheader. There's not many realistic opportunities. There's a few games that actually overlap. But there's a couple like Saturday, Sundays, which, like kind of a weekend, kind of a football weekend. I haven't even checked to see if you can do a football weekend, but that's for a later time. The thing I want to bring to everyone's attention. Okay, Inner Toronto. I don't know how much fucking control you guys get when it comes to times at the stadium. On Saturday, April 11th, you are playing Halifax. You're hosting Halifax at 3 p.m. Now, I only bring this up because TFC is hosting Cincinnati at 1 p.m. Now, far be it for me to just assume that there's no way you could have gotten 5 o'clock kickoff on a Saturday. I mean, my God, those kids are in exams, for Christ's sakes. Like, what the fuck are they doing at the school anyway? But the week after, you could get the 5 o'clock time. And what the fuck? What happened there? You missed a golden ass opportunity to do an intercity doubleheader. Golden. 100% golden. You could just quietly advertise it. You could get your people to kind of promote it. Like, holy shit, we can go to TFC at 1 and enter at 5. Hooray, that's awesome. Here's the subway map. Like, I know you guys hate ticket sales, right? I get it.
So much. They're allergic to ticket
Fucking
sales.
hate ticket sales. The number of opportunities you guys get on a yearly, like, TFC released the schedule so early this year. I don't know how much bureaucratic nonsense goes on at York University, but you could have put in a phone call, right? You could have just put, hey, can we move this? Can we make this 3 of 5 just for this one? Because I'd be stupid enough to do that. And I wasn't going to go to either game. There's a couple games that actually overlap between Inter Toronto and TFC. I feel dirty calling him Inter Toronto.
I
It's
know.
not.
It just it doesn't roll off the tongue yet. We have not yet workshopped a new name for them.
Non-United Inter. Look, anyway, there's a couple like overlapping guys. Overlapping. Maybe they know more about their fan base than I do. I'll assume that. I'm sure like even Ticketmaster can help them out. But I have to assume that there's a couple people who go to both games. And you're going to ask them to choose. And you're going to hope that yours is the one that they choose. I don't understand. I don't. Anyway, I don't. Unfortunately, I didn't get that much time to really pair through this whole thing. I don't care what Ottawa's doing. They're playing it at their stadium, so apparently whatever renos they're doing, they've completed that start, part of it. I don't know. But the other thing that I kind of had to laugh at was that if you guys like a balanced schedule, you're gonna have to wait a while because the first fucking week,
I still can't believe. Oh.
first week has two games on the 4th and one on the 5th. And if you can do math, that's three games instead of four games.
I don't understand why every team is not playing opening weekend. I don't understand it. It makes no sense.
Because the only thing you could figure, unless like I haven't actually checked to see how many times if this is the actual entire schedule, but Toronto and Montreal do not play in the first week.
No.
And I say that because what if they're still trying to figure out if they can pull that off?
I guess
You know, like it's a stretch. I accept
it
it's a
is.
stretch.
The thing that I found that was interesting as I was looking through the schedule is for Supra. And so I also wonder if this is a little secret. Hey, guess what? The NSL might be playing on these days. Their first two matches are not at Stade Boreal. They're
Ooh.
at Sepsum. They're playing at Université du Mont-Réal's stadium.
Oh, interesting.
For their first two matches. So their home opener is not at their home stadium. And nor is their following match. So I just wonder, does that mean the Roses are playing on those days? Like, I'll be looking for that very closely whenever the NSL schedule comes out for those two particular days, because their third match of the season, or their third home match, is at Stade Boreal. Now, they do have another one later on down the schedule where they're playing, where is it? Like, it's still in Laval, but it's not the usual, it's a different, they're playing at the University of Quebec for some reason. So again, I'm wondering, do the Roses have that date? You know, I'm like, ooh, are we getting some secret schedule? Oh,
they're playing at Laval University, like where they did the neutral site game.
Yeah.
Which is Quebec City.
Yeah. So I and that's in June. So I don't.
Is this officially the first team that's ever had three home grounds in one season?
Right, like they're playing in three different stadiums. Like I was just, because I was curious, right? I was happily looking to see Stade Boreal, because again, you know, we talk so much about how we think the ground share makes sense and is a really good pathway forward between, you know, CanPL and NSL sides. But then I was like, wait. Huh? But that's where are they playing? And then I kept looking and I was like, where else are they going? You know?
Pacific have got four games at in Victoria.
Yeah.
That's
they've paid for those, I guess.
Yeah, up front. Burn, you guys had it coming. Yeah, it looks like end of October and late April or early May.
Mm.
Like that's weirdly interesting.
I know.
Just how many not home at your stadiums, home games are like that's neat.
Oh wait, like, I feel like it's a stadium for Supra. Hold on, mm-hmm. I didn't scroll far enough. Complexe Sportif Claude Robillard Montréal.
Four.
What is happening? They've got more than one there.
What's crazy is that Super's got more home grounds than York's had names. So that's fucked up.
Like, are they trying to tour them about the province? And I mean that seriously, not sarcastically. I'm now very curious as to what is happening here. That's fascinating. Huh. I'm scrolling all the way to the very end of the schedule just to see if a secret fifth stadium pops up. I'm like, how many different places? Like, they're just going to show up at Stade Saputo. Just, you know, oh my God, that's Supra's music.
Stade Olympique can surely host games as well.
Yes. Yeah. No, it seems to just be, seems to only be the four of them.
No, okay. All right. I see where Duncan's going with this. Can this team be fully nomadic?
Ooh.
Can they outwander the Wanderers? Huh?
Do the Wanderers actually wander? I feel like the Wanderers are pretty stuck in one place.
Yeah, for a temporary ground, they don't move much. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's, you're not, I don't think you're wrong, but that's maybe.
Same with Wolves and Bolton.
That's true.
I think Bolton historically did not have a home ground for their first little bit, but
possible.
That was also 100+ years ago. Like, give it up already. Oh, we were homeless once. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't alive once too, bro. Come on, calm down. Like,
but like, also, what does that mean for season seat holders for Supra? Like, I'm assuming there must, the email must have been massive. Okay, so in this stadium, this is where you would sit. And then in this stadium, what do these seats look like to you? You know, like, how many, this is hilarious and fascinating. Four stadiums.
Four. Yeah, I mean, you know, they're like Quebec's team and everything. There's got to be more than four stadiums in Quebec. Yeah, they can. Yeah, we've also gone to Montreal. There's a couple there. You know, there's got to be plenty of
Couple universities.
Oh yeah.
Sherbrooke's probably got one.
Oh yeah, fair,
Barbera's probably
fair,
got
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Rimouski, is that a place?
Rimouski, yeah, Rimouski, yeah.
Rimouski
Quebec,
definitely
sure.
has one.
Yeah.
And maybe they can just go sneak into New Brunswick while we're down there, you know?
I mean, they might as well.
I mean, we're at Fredericton. Like, just what are you gonna
But
do about it, Halifax?
that is really interesting though, just the whole like four stadiums. Also just looking at one of the matches between for Hamilton's Hamilton and Toronto. Hamilton Stadium, Hamilton.
Yeah, we
Just
don't.
I
After Tim
know.
Hortons gave it up, they didn't
I
get a
know they
new
didn't, but it
sponsor.
just makes me laugh every time I see it. It's
It just makes it harder for me to call it Iverwin.
yeah.
Nobody remembers now. It's been so long.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think the one, just
Just
going back to
calling it Marvel win, you know. It's a bit of tradition with a bit of modern Canadian soccer tradition.
I like that.
Isn't that what the original BMOT G was called, like before they sold out the sponsorship? Marvel Wind
It
Stadium?
should have been.
Anyway, with the whole like them playing in different stadiums, I would love to know if any, like I imagine Laval playing out in Quebec City was deliberate, but it's the other ones. Like, are they really trying to like, let's go into other neighborhoods and have a couple games, try and build a presence? Not a terrible idea, but also weird. Like you said, if you're a season's ticket holder and five or six of these games aren't even at the stadium that you thought you were going to. So it's very interesting. Hopefully their support travels well within the city
Yeah, no
and province.
kidding. Like again, for season seat holders, was there a travel package included? Are they like, don't worry, we got you. There's gonna be buses. Like I'm so curious as to how this is being handled. Anyway, yeah, but the Campiel schedule's out. Have a look. Monday night match. Oh, Labor Day. That's Labor Day. That's interesting. Huh.
I haven't even looked at Labor Days.
Some Wednesday, some Friday. Not nearly as many Fridays this year, I will say, which I think is probably for the best. Isn't that Thanksgiving weekend? All right. Everybody's playing soccer Thanksgiving weekend, apparently. All right. Go on. Why not? Family outing. Well, at least everybody plays on the last day. That's good. And at the same time. Well done. Good job. I mean that sincerely. Was that so hard?
Yes. You imagine them sitting around going, but what about all our TV revenue? And then somebody reminds them, we're not on TV. We're on our own streaming service.
Royal Athletic
But
Park in
our own
Richmond.
streaming service can only play one game at a time.
Good point. Oh no. Oh, that one. They. I'm assuming they're going to throw themselves on the mercy of TSN for that.
I just imagine I'm gonna have to figure out
Wait,
what radio
is
station is
that
picking up the game.
is that why it was called One Soccer the whole time? Right.
Yeah.
We're gonna launch this service called One at a Time Soccer. What do you think? That name's really long. Can we remove a few words? You mean what, like one at a? That makes no sense. And I was like, no, how about the middle words? And this is how business is done, guys. Let me show you my new logos. That one of them looks like a butthole. This role playing is amazing.
I really, oh God, the four stadiums thing is wild. But also a serious misstep about not having every team play opening weekend. Like that's, come on
Shrug.
now. Come on now.
This is sometimes it's barely a league, Kristen. Come on.
That's true. It's
Like,
just held together by baling wire and string.
it's held together by scotch tape and hope. Like, it's just, The more it's one of those things where the more you think about it, the more worried you get. It's like, I'm just gonna accept this for what it is. Because year seven, we're still at eight teams.
Oh, so much addition by subtraction. All right.
Could we, sorry, before we go into this, within the what we're talking about thing,
Oh, did I miss something?
yeah, a couple of transfers. Yes, yeah, so Kyle Larin's gone to
Oh,
Southampton.
yep. Good
I
luck,
was going to say
Kyle.
that. I actually was going to say that because
You
I
wanted me
read
to have
about
a
it
Kyle Lair
earlier.
rant at the end of the show? What?
No, because Mary sent me a screenshot of her Instagram or Facebook. I don't know. I guess it was Facebook, where somebody had posted the shots of Kyle Larin, and she just sent it to me in chat. I'm like, oh, Mary's a soccer person. Oh,
You did it.
I
Congratulations.
didn't mean to, everybody. I
Oh,
didn't mean to.
are you about to talk about Mustachio?
Yeah, Mustachio to
Oh,
Zombie Chivas.
fucking hell. Rage, rage.
Ah.
So unhappy. So I didn't even know he was thinking about coming to MLS. What the fuck?
Yeah,
I don't even.
it's a bit of a surprise.
I. Is he
Mean, I
not?
don't think he wasn't getting first team minutes like on a regular basis, like with Porto. So maybe this is for the best, right? Hopefully, he will be getting first team minutes in LA. But yeah.
It's just very upsetting because it's Zombie Sheevus, and yeah.
I just kind of want to know what happened over the last 3 years, because I thought at one point he was like, oh my God, look at this guy we found. And it felt like last year was like, oh, is that guy still here? He went from being the most, the cool kid to being like, ugh.
Wasn't he the captain?
Yeah, like I don't know who he pissed off. And I feel like I will buy his book just to find out when it comes out in 5 to 10 years. When it's ghost written by somebody.
He was a mainstay. Like that was the whole thing, was that Eustáquio plays at Porto. It was one of those things when you're talking about the national team players, and the ones who play in Europe, that you always mentioned that because he was a good player. He was a good player for them. Porto's, it's that's
Yep.
he's gonna go fucking play for LAFC.
Disappointing.
So disappointing.
I mean,
But I
not for
guess
it's
hopefully he gets
disappointing that he
in
went there.
minutes. Yes. Oh yeah, no, I want him to be playing. We need him in good form, but
Not there.
not there.
Well, yeah.
Doesn't.
Maybe he'll get deported and have to go and play in Canada.
Jeez. Wow. I mean, let's be fair. That's
Didn't
a
say
realistic
maybe he'll
outcome.
get shot.
Oh, no, Duncan!
I said it was
Duncan!
better.
Oh,
Bleak
dear.
times, Kristen, for gallows humor.
I mean, I already talked about people being murdered on the show, so sure, fill your boots, Dunk.
I did a baby eating joke earlier, so I guess I think I didn't mean to, but I lowered that bar for that, so I'm as responsible.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Infantino eats babies.
That I believe. Anyway, yeah, no, I and then oh well then not as big a news, and as I saw in another group chat was that I thought he already retired, but Vitória has officially retired.
Where's he been the last couple of years?
I has he even been
Is
playing? Like that's the
Property
thing.
Brothers?
Yeah.
That's right, he's the property brother, I
I'm
forgot.
embarrassed that I couldn't remember. It was such a good joke,
That was a great joke.
oh my God, no way. He played at Boa Vista. Boa Vista's gone. He killed Boa Vista, everybody. Those
Boa
beautiful
Vista's
checkered
gone.
shirts, they're
Like
gone.
Boa Vista doesn't exist anymore.
Oh yeah, they went completely bankrupt.
Oh. That's a shame.
Or sorry, they're not gone, but they're currently playing in like the fourth division of the Porto League or some shit like that. Like they're it's, anyway.
Anyway, yeah, like that was his last little gonna do a little something before like he's 39, right? So he is certainly up there for a soccer player. Although, center back, you can extend out a bit, but anyway, it's not a big surprise. It's just it was the when I saw someone say, didn't he already retire? I was like, oh, that's a bit sad, but also, he did some nice things for Canada for a little while. He had some good moments. I like Vittorio always seemed a pretty nice guy. Wish him well in retirement. Maybe he will turn to coaching. Maybe Jesse will bring him along. He can be this year's this World Cup's Daniil, or something. All right, and we are now doing what's coming up, and what's coming up, of course, is the return of the C-Cubed. And yes, I am calling it that because CONCACAF Champions Cup to me is a stupid name, and I miss the CCL because it tripped off the tongue. So C-Cubed is more fun. So there. Does indeed begin tomorrow night, day after recording, with your Mark Hinckley's Hamilton Forge taking on Tigres.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tigres.
Tigres.
In Hamilton, at Hamilton Stadium, in the cold. Sorry, I almost got through without laughing. I apologize. Love you.
Fine.
Anyway, it should be fun. No, the CCL is always fun just because of the weird matches. Not, what is it? Who's San Diego playing? Actually, San Diego's not playing another MLS team, so that one they're playing Pumas. So
Pumas.
tomorrow, the third, we've got Hamilton versus Tigres, Olympia versus Club America, San Diego versus Pumas, and then on Wednesday, Jalaju versus Monterrey. And Seagulls versus Cruz Azul.
I gotta watch that.
I intend to stay up for that. I'm happy that it is the late game. I was like, I can do this. I can stay up and I can watch this. I'm gonna be happy. Hopefully, go Seagulls. Like, let's do this. I want to see them continue to
Just
do
get
this improbable thing.
1-1 over Cruz Azul, 6-1 for Cruz Azul back down in Mexico.
Absolutely. I don't care.
Just steal one and just peace out. That's all I
Yeah.
need.
Yep.
I mean, I presume in this first leg, at least Cruz Azul, the entire team, the like number is going to be like 200 and something. Oh
Right?
God,
Exactly.
dude, if they put 311 on the field, I'm going to contact the club immediately. I want his shirt. I don't care. Send it to me. Mind you, if
That
he's
would
wearing
be
311, he's probably 15 years old,
fire.
so it's also weird.
And then the rest of like the return legs are Tuesday through Thursday next week for these ties, and then the next group starts on February 17th, so we'll talk about those that week. But I do want to point out that for the C-Cubed, there are teams that have already advanced to the round of 16. So,
Oh yeah.
you already know some of your opponents depending on your tie. So, San Diego Pumas, winner of that is Toluca. The Galaxy and who is this? Sporting who? It's not the usual Sporting. It's the other Sporting. Get to play Mount Pleasant, which makes me laugh.
Oh, they let any team from Toronto in? It's amazing.
Exactly. And then Zombie Chivas versus Real España. Oh God, why is this blurry? It's
They play.
You're getting old, Kristen.
Well, there's that too.
LD
But no,
Allogeness.
This is. Yes, thank you. No, it's my screen. Like, and it's
Then.
not because the screen is dirty. It's just a bad picture. CanPL website. What the fuck? And then Nashville versus Otletty. Yeah, that's the world's most boring fucking matchup. They get to take on Miami Vice. And this one's almost worse. Whitecaps who get Cartagenes. Did I say that right? No. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'll let you have it.
Thank you. Get the Sounders.
It's not Sweden. It's not.
No fucking kidding.
Yeah. How many umlauts do you need, guys? You got them all.
Yeah. Thank you, Duncan, for not being here last week.
Oh, my God. You would have loved it.
Oh, my God. I would have. I would. That would have gone so horribly bad shit wrong.
Yeah, we were playing the game. Watch Kristen kill a Swedish club by pronunciation. It was
excellent.
So good. I'd pay for that show, honestly.
So what you're saying is I need to go back and listen to last week's show.
Do you have 3 hours? Like you can.
James was on. So
James was on, and it was light. It got to nearly 2 hours, dude. Mm.
Anyway, so yeah, so those the lower half of those things will the other half will start on the 17th. The final is set at the end of May, but this is one of our sort of again. Yes, it's too bad Toronto's not in it because that was always fun for seeing the random teams, but. This is also fun to watch from afar, or if you're a Hamilton season seat holder, like Mark. But oh God, I forgot Defense Force versus the Philadelphia Union. That's on the 18th. Yes,
Defense Force. That sounds exciting.
Defense Force. They sound like an alarm company. Defense Force.
Ew.
There you go.
Why'd you do that?
Because I could.
Yeah, you definitely could.
Anyway, it's weird because you get the really boring matchups. You usually get at least one MLS on MLS thing, or you know, we've got an MLS on CanPL, and it's like fine, I guess, but it's more fun when it's not. But most of these matches are available on Fubo. Sometimes on terrestrial TV as well. So keep an eye out, check your FOT mob. Absolutely do recommend watching them whenever you can, because again, delightful fun. And just worth it for the numbers, for just the occasional, absolutely ridiculous style of play. But it's also just fun. I actually really do like this tournament, new name or not, weird drawing system or not. I still really like it. So, should we do predictions?
Oh, we should. We're just doing it for the Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think Olympia obviously is going to do well against Club America. If you check the state, I don't nap anything. I'm trying to avoid the obvious. It's really fun.
I know you are. You can leave it till the end. That's fine.
I don't know what to make of it because it's going to be cold as fuck. It's going to be even colder this year than it was last year. And last year was cold, which is strange because it's been colder all last week. And this is the warm part. Well, I mean, Forge has got so many new temporary players. I mean, we're obviously,
yeah, obviously full of
cohesion and chemistry.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing.
And ethereal cherries. God, I just hope Forge goes out there and has fun. Obviously, I would love to see them eke out a 1-0 and just park the frozen bus in front of everything, but I wouldn't. I'm not expecting a result that you can go, huh, we've got you. I'm going to say 2-0 Tigres.
Wow. Okay. Oh. I was not expecting that, actually.
Kristen, our goalkeeper of the year hasn't even re-signed, okay? He's not on the fucking roster yet.
But you got a fancy new goalkeeper.
Kristen, the goalkeeper that won goalie of the year.
I didn't know he still hadn't re-signed. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize.
I'm just like, all I could think of is like, yeah, we are so fucking solid for this game. We got Daniel Crutzen back. I mean, he took a whole year and a half off. We don't know for what, but he's back from whatever he was doing. Sometimes OnlyFans doesn't pay that well. Speculation. I don't have no proof. Yeah, it's like, it's different if it was like, oh, the exact same 22 to 26 players from the end of last season. Sure, but because of their brilliant contract system, we signed three guys on the weekend and a keeper, which wasn't part of those three guys. So, yeah, so I'm not like there's a core, but that's if you're going to go up against these guys, you need your starting 11 for your best chance. So, yeah, 2-0 Tigres.
Okay.
Okay, we're doing all of these sort of one at a time here. I'm going to be more optimistic about this and say that, you know, Tigres isn't going to take the first leg super seriously, and they're not going to be, you know, the cold won't help them. So I'll go with that shock 1-0 win for Hamilton first leg. You. And the second leg, well, yeah, that's a couple of weeks, next week's problem.
I mean, I'm kind of with Duncan on this, although I'm thinking 2-1. I think they're just gonna like Hamilton's gonna, they know this is their chance. This is the game for them. And yeah, Tigray are gonna half ass it for a good chunk of the game and then start to get pissed off and they'll manage to get one back towards the end. But I still think Hamilton takes this one. They're gonna get hammered. In the away, won't be pretty at all. No. But I think they get this, so they can add another. Yeah. I don't know. America will probably beat Olympia. I have no idea.
Sure. Yeah, Olympia beats America. America will half-ass it and in the first leg, and Olympia wins 1-0.
I don't think Olympia are. Like, they don't have the same dog shit contracts that we do in CAMPL, so they probably have their starting fucking 11 from last year. So they're going to be much more equipped for a Mexican side than, oh, I don't know, Canadians in the snow. So I actually think Olympia can beat Club America. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Fair.
When
San Diego Pumas, like San Diego, weren't completely shit last year, so but it's Pumas. I really don't know.
I'm gonna go with fuck San Diego.
Yeah, sure.
And
2-0 Pumas.
Pumas to win.
Yes, you know, Pumas will half ass it for the first leg. San Diego wins 1-0.
Okay, that's glorious. I wish I thought of it sooner.
Jalaju versus Monterey.
Monterey's gonna half-ass.
This is all about him. All these Mexican teams half-assing it in the first leg.
Well, we already discussed the 1-0 win victory of the Seagulls over Cruz Azul. So, all right,
I feel like that is really, really, really stretching the bit. The Seagulls are going to do this. But sure, yeah. Cruz Azul is going to half-ass it. Seagulls win 1-0.
Yay!
Cruz Azul are amazing. I'm sorry. They're going to...
Oh, I know, but...
They're going to win.
I want the Seagulls to do
that. I don't know if there's a however, but looking at the return leg, Cruz Azul, while is at home, they're not playing anywhere fucking near Mexico City. Estadio Cuauhtémoc is in Puebla, which is...
Why the fuck are they playing there?
That's an incredible question, because they normally play at Azteca.
Yeah.
So what? I don't know what the ever-loving shit that's about, but...
That's fascinating.
Yeah, that's...
Intrigue! I mean,
it's not that... I didn't realize... Puebla is like... east, southeast of Mexico City. Like, and it's not that far, but still, like...
It's because it's not their usual. That's really interesting, huh? Huh. Well, then. Well, okay, those are our scientific and heavily, carefully researched predictions for this first leg of the C-Cubed. And there's also our show for this week. So please join us next week when we look back at these results, predict the next ones. Hopefully we have some more kids to talk about. Maybe the NSL has agreed to release their schedule. Kristen will look at some more NSL player signings, and we will go from there. We'll see what else TFC did in their preseason in Mirabella. We'll see if they all had another good time, make some friends along the way, and won another match. Yeah. See if anything else happens. See if some other old soccer foe decides to come out of the woodwork and say, ooh, US bad. Who knows? Anyway, we will see you all next week. But in the meantime, I have been joined by these two delightful gentlemen to be found out there on the Twitters at Duncan D. Fletcher and Mr. Duncan Fletcher.
Yeah. Hello.
On the tweet machine at Kid Nerd Mark with a K, not a Q, Mr. Mark Hinckley.
Thank you to everybody who continues to listen to us go on for far too long, week in, week out. We appreciate you. And those of you who are still throwing a couple coins into the tip jar on Patreon, we definitely appreciate you. It helps keep the light on. And yeah, stay toasty, everyone. Especially on your television. But if you're going outside tomorrow night, day of recording, Tuesday.
Layers.
Like on Tuesday night, we're recording on Monday. Layers.
Please. As for me, you can find me on the internet. Yes, the entire internet at KZ Knowles. I have been your host, Kristen Knowles. And until next week, Canada, get used to it.